feels amazing to come out on top. It's awesome.
And how meaningful to have your brother on the bag this week? What was that like?
Yeah, I mean, this win's going to be extra special having him on the bag. Very cool experience and really happy he's part of it.
Does this boost his resume for future weeks? Are we going to see him next week in Greensboro?
I think so.
What was that like helping him get down the stretch, maybe especially on 17? Do you kind of lean on him?
Yeah, of course. You know, he was helped me stay calm out there, make good decisions, and you know, just helps having family on the bag.
Brother here, but other family members were watching from home, made a phone call to the parents. What was it like kind of seeing their face and their reaction?
Really cool to see them. Well, my mom didn't answer, so I called my dad. I assumed they'd be together, and my dad tells me my mom couldn't watch. She was, I think, out somewhere, just enough so she couldn't be too nervous watching. You know, called my girlfriend and she was ecstatic, stressed. but it's really special to be able to call them and see how they are.
Perfect. I may have a few more at the end, but we're going to open up to media. If you guys have a question, raise your hand and we will get a microphone over to you. We're going to start off here in the front with get a microphone over to Jerry.
Of all the big shots you had today, was the one on 14 maybe the most important?
Yeah, that was a very big shot. Fairway bunker from 190, and to hit it, how I hit it was, you know, unbelievable. I also think, you know, the bunker shot on 18, you know, making sure I get that on the green and give myself a decent look to, you know, easy two putt that. Those two shots were really big.
Go ahead.
What club did you hit on 14?
I hit a 7-iron.
Seven, okay. And then, is it tied for sixth last year here, and now obviously a win? What suits your eye so well about this course?
I'm not too sure. I think that I just, you know, some of the courses you're just comfortable with, and having that result last year definitely helps coming into this week, knowing that I can play well here, and I think just being comfortable like that is what helps.
Yesterday you described your game as more complete. How would you say you are as a player today compared to when you won in 2023?
Can you repeat that?
Yeah, sorry. Yesterday you described your overall game as more complete now than in the past. How would you describe yourself as a player today compared to 2023 when you last won?
I think just what I've been working on is starting to kind of show. Overall, you know, I feel like my ball striking kind of dipped a little bit earlier this year, and now it's starting to come into form, I think. And that's kind of been, you know, last year I felt like I hit it really well and my putting kind of let me down last year, and now it's starting to feel a lot better, starting to see some results there, and that's been, you know, the last probably month or 2 months that I've kind of noticed.
And the win moved you into the top 70 heading into playoffs. Is that something you were thinking about going in, or what does that mean to you now?
Yeah, I mean, that's always been the goal from the, you know, I've been pretty far out this entire year, and with only two events left, you know, I'm just keep looking to improve and try and make my way in, and you know, like I was able to get the win, and that jumped me up huge. So, yeah.
So five birdies in the first six holes. How did that establish your confidence for the remaining final 12 holes to set up this winning performance?
Getting off to start like that kind of helps settle you down. You know, final round, second to last group. There's definitely some nerves, and to come out like that will definitely help kind of settle the nerves a bit and get you more comfortable throughout the round.
We have any others?
What did you think that you played everywhere, obviously? What did you think the atmosphere here this week?
The atmosphere? The fans were amazing. You know, especially yesterday when I was, 59 watch, everyone was cheering me on. Today to get off that start, everyone was cheering me on. A lot of positive energy out there, which was amazing.
Hey, Kurt, yesterday on number 18, you theoretically had a chance for a 59 coming in. Today you had the second shot that you had to, play pretty delicately. Talk about 18 yesterday and today and kind of what your mindset was on those holes.
18 yesterday, I just didn't have the lie to go for it. Didn't want to, going for it to try and shoot 59 or lay up and try and make birdie and keep myself in the tournament. Was kind of the ultimate decision there. And then today, being in the fairway, straight downwind, just try and take water out of play. I knew what I needed to do to win. So took a little extra club there and make sure I took the water out of play.
Yesterday and then the first nine today, that's got to be the best 27 hole string of your career. Take me through kind of what do you think triggered that stretch of golf?
I just think I was just in control of my irons. Especially getting off the start today was my wedges got me into those positions. I hit them tight. Kind of trusted that early on and took advantage of the shorter holes with the wedges. You don't expect to come out like that after, shooting 11 under. And to come out like that was special.
So yesterday you talked about this was your brother's second time on the bag this season. What factored that caddy change and how do you work as a team going forward to make yourself more of a complete player like you talked about yesterday?
The caddy change wasn't my choice, actually. And so I had to find someone, and I knew someone. I had to find someone that I trusted, and my brother's been on the bag before. We won twice in Europe. And, he's always been around me at tournaments or, whenever he can. And so I figured that was going to be the best fit to finish the season.
Nationally, Minnesota's not known to be a hot weather state, but are you ever surprised when you come in here now and it's this hot in late July? And did you do anything special to handle the heat today?
I remember last year it was, fairly warm. And so I kind of was expecting it. And you just got to just stay hydrated. And that's the biggest thing. And, I try and drink as much water as I can. That's just kind of the big focus.
Can you take us through the bunker shot on 18? The TV analysts were wondering if you would consider playing it out to the right to take water out of play. Was that even a thought for you?
Walking up, I was kind of looking at it. But when I got up there with the lie, I figured if I can just chunk it out, I knew it wasn't going to spin. So, and having the wind into, I could be fairly aggressive. And so I did kind of keep it a little right, and I knew if I just got on the green it would roll out to however far, that was kind of my thought process on it.
When you're preparing for a championship, what do you learn during the week about the rough and certain spots that you can take chances on certain holes over others?
Yeah, I mean, there was some rain earlier this week, so we knew it was soft. So I think earlier on this week you could be more aggressive at pins, because if you were in the rough, you had enough, it was soft enough where you could, be short-sighted and still get up and down. And like today we try to be a little more strategic, where play a little more to the safer side. That's kind of what you go through in the practice round. You notice how thick the rough is, where you can be, where you can miss it. That's kind of the preparation that goes in.
Perfect. We'll take five. Final question.
What are your thoughts on Blaine, the Twin Cities, this tournament, and how they throw this event?
This tournament's amazing. I thought the fans were awesome. The course is in amazing shape. It's just a great venue, great atmosphere, great setup. You know, I thought that last year, and it's a place that I would want to keep playing.